ובשביל זה נמצואים כמה וכמה שמסקרבים ונויפלים ונסרחים. For this reason, we find that there are many, many people that come close to the tzaddikim, and then they fall away. They become distant. V'yesh shehoyu mekoyrovim roiv yomeihem. There are people who were zeicher to be close to a tzaddik or to tzaddikim for the majority of their life, and when they got older, they fell, they became distant from the tzaddik, and they became an enemy of the tzaddik. They became roidfim. They actually harassed the tzaddik. They actually went against the tzaddik to try to harm him. Rachmona litzlan. Rav Nosson Zal experienced this during his own lifetime. Rav Nosson Zal saw people who were close to Rabbeinu Zal. He saw a person who Rachman Alson didn't have any kids for a long, long time. And then Rabbeinu Zal told that person something. Before Rabbeinu Zal passed away, he told that person to do something so that he would have children. And the person didn't fully understand it. And then after Rabbeinu Zal passed away, Rabbeinu Zal spoke to the person. And he clarified it to him. And the person ended up following Rabbeinu Zal's advice, divorcing his first wife, remarrying. And he had a child, he had a baby. And you would think that this person would be the most indebted person imaginable to Rav Nosson Zal. And this person ended up becoming enemy, super enemy, who used his resources and used to Rachmon Islam to harm Rav Nosson Zal, to arrest him, to get him into prison, all kinds of incredible things. And that was one example. Rav Nosson Zal saw the person who brought him to Breslov, the person who brought him to Rabbeinu Zal, Reb Lipa, ended up walking away, distancing himself from Rabbeinu Zal. Not to compare, it's amazing we're talking about this. Today is Tu Bishvat, Tov Shin Samach Tes. Today is Rav Nosson Zal's birthday. Today is the day that Rav Nosson Zal was born, Tu Bishvat. And again, not to make any comparisons or any analogies, I myself had this experience when I came to Breslov about 37 years ago, approximately, as a teenager. There was an individual, there was a young man who was about a year or two older than me at the time, who was gifted. This person was gifted. He was very intelligent and had a very smart and a beautiful mouth. He knew how to speak. And he encouraged me, he invited me to come to a Breslov shir with him, and he invited at least 10, 15 other people, of which, of those 15 people, all 15 went on to become Breslov Hasidim, with wives and children going to Uman, making Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, thousands, millions of mitzvahs that each one of those people did, as a result of the fact that this individual was the one who spoke to them and influenced them. It wasn't easy at the time. He had to really, really, in Hebrew you have the word leshachnea. He had to convince them to get them to be willing to come to that shir and to come again and come again. And he himself ended up falling away, Rachmon al-Islam, to a very large degree, to the point where he didn't remain, not even observe, not even orthodox. And obviously, the schus of having helped so many people come close is an unbelievable schus, but we see that it ain't over till it's over. There's that expression to bring people to the party and then leave, Rachmon al-Islam. It's interesting. And Rav Nosson Zal here is being very clear in discussing all of this. So now he says, Ki ikar hu hasoif v'ha'achris, because let's understand, the main thing is getting to the finish line. The main thing is the end. Ki toiv achris dova mireshisoi, because there's a pasuk in Koheles, Kapitel Zion, where it says, the end is much better than the beginning. Now, the fact that somebody starts becoming religious is nice, it's wonderful, but it's who's zeicher to finish, who's zeicher to get to the finish line. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh once said that a Jew living in this world is like in a boxing match. One time he punches the Satan, the next time the Satan punches him, and they're punching back and forth. One day I get the best of him, one day he gets the best of me. The Baal Shem Tov said, but what really, really counts is who throws the last punch. Whoever gets to throw the last punch, that's the guy that wins. So a person has to know there's no such thing as quitting. If you quit, chas shalom, person quits in the middle, they put down the gloves, they walk out, they didn't win, rachmona litzlan. It's not a serious thing. The main thing is the soif, the achris, the end. K'mo shedorsh razal, as the Medrash says over there in Koheles, le'inyin Elisha acher, regarding one of the Tanoim of the Gemara, Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, who fell, and his name was changed to Acher, Shenofala b'soif yom of Rachman Litzlan, who again fell away from observance towards the end of his life. Ki ha'odom kol ma shemazgin tzorech sheyedvasev olav das govoya yoiser, because a Jew, the older the Jew gets, he has to keep increasing his level of das, his level of understanding of Hashem, his knowledge of Torah, his coming close to Hashem has to keep growing. There's no such thing as retirement in Judaism. A person who keeps, who believes in Hashem, believes in the Torah, is moving, constantly on the move, and the older they get, the greater their understanding of Hashem is getting. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in the second half of Likut Imran, chapter 4, Rabbeinu Zal there expounds on this tremendously, speaking about Jews when they get older, the different paths that they take, and how important it is for a person to make the right choices. This is what the Mishnah says at the end of Kinim, Ziknei Talmidei Chachamim, Kol Ma Shemazkinim, Daiton Mesiyah Sheves Aleihem, that Talmidei Chachamim, when they become old, the older they get, the more clarity they get in their thinking, the more they're zecha to Yishuv Adas, to be clear in their thinking, and again, to becoming clearer and clearer in their connection with Hashem and to Yiddishkeit. Ki kol ma shemazkin yoiser hu tzorech leskarev lesharoshe v'tikun yoiser. Because the older the person is getting, the closer that person has to get to his roots, to his tikun, which is shehu hasogas hachochma, which is achieving of a true level of chochma, of understanding of Hashem. Shenem sheches olav be'eis histalkusoi, which the person draws upon himself at the time that he passes away, im yizke, if he zoiche, sheze ikar tikunoi, and that's the main tikun of a Jew, for the Jew to be zoiche to this hasogas elokus. And so long as a Jew is physically living, yeshalov milchemes hayetzer, he's got the battle with the Yetzer Hara. Because Hashem has made the two sides equal. And the more that a Jew is required to get to a higher level of chachma, the more the forces of Amalek, which is a composite of all the klipos, fights against the person, against Chochma. Like Rabbeinu Zal writes over here in Torah Lamed, and as Rabbeinu Zal writes in the first chapter of Likut Imran, when he discusses Esav, he says, who is Esav? Yaakov is Chochma. Who is Esav? Esav is rejection of Chachma. Esav is the one who rejected the birthright. Remember, Vayivas Esav is Abchayra. He's Mevaze Chachma. Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk there, Lo yachboitz ksil b'svuna. A fool isn't interested in understanding. Kiyem b'shriru sliboy. He only wants his heart's desires. That's all. V'alkein lefomim ha'odom noifel eis ziknusoi. And this is why at times we find a person who falls when they get older, falls spiritually. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in Sefer Hamidos, ois nefila sif aleph, in the chapter that's entitled Nefila, paragraph 1. Ki ein loy koyach lekabel hadas shenim shecholavos. Because what happens is, the person didn't create enough kalim during their lifetime. They didn't do enough mitzvahs to be able to handle the additional light. Every day, Hashem, every day that a person is living in this world, Hashem is sending down new light. He's raising the volume a little. He's making the light a little brighter. And if the person wasn't zoicha to do mitzvahs, mais, and toivim, then the person isn't ready to receive that light. They're incapable of receiving that das. Machmas shelo kidesh atzmoy koroi laze das, because he didn't purify himself properly to prepare himself to receive that das. Umei ribui hadas nitrafo daitoy lagamri. So that what happens is, if Hashem pours 800 volts into a brain that can only handle 500 volts, the person loses their mind. They go off their rocker. And we have the different illnesses, Rahman al-Salam, that come with old age sometimes, dementia, the different names that they call for it, where people, Rahman al-Salam, they lose their mind. They don't have clarity of mind. Ki ribuy ha-shemen goyrim kibuy ha-ner, because too much oil puts out the candle. So here again, if a person didn't prepare a powerful enough keli, every mitzvah that you do, every good deed that you do, every page of Gemara that you learn, you're strengthening your vessel. You're making your vessel stronger and stronger to be able to receive higher and higher level light that Hashem is giving you as you get older. Every day you get older, Hashem gives you a new light, a higher level light. If the person, Chas v'Shalom Rahman Son, is not doing mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, they're not strengthening the keli, and Hashem is still upping the light, there's going to be a problem. V'al kein, and therefore, ziknei amei ha'aretz, kol zman shemazkinin, daiton metoyrefes aleihem. This is why the Gemara says, people who don't study Torah, people who didn't observe mitzvahs, people who didn't live that kind of life, the older they get, the more their brain gets messed up. They're not thinking clearly, Rachmon al-Etzlan. V'ikr shem, so now we saw ziknei talmidei chachamim, and we saw ziknei amei ha'aretz. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to do this for us. What is a talmid chacham? How do we define talmid chacham for real in Yiddishkeit? Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ikr shem talmid chacham, humi shemekurov lehechacham v'atzadik u'emes. The real correct usage of the word Talmud Chacham is the Talmud of the Chacham, a person who zecha to come close to the true Chacham, to the true Tzaddik. Ki al shem ze nikra Talmud Chacham, that's why the title Talmud Chacham, shehu Talmud shel hechacham, shehu atzaddik u'emes. He's a student of the real Chacham, the one who's the real smartest person on this earth, which is the Tzaddik Emes. Ulehefech am ha'aretz nikra mi sheloi shimeish talmid chachamim. And the term am ha'aretz doesn't necessarily have to mean a person who didn't learn 50 Gemaras. A person could have learned all 50 Gemaras and Rishonim and Achronim and still be an Am Haaretz. Why? Because Rav Nosson Zal says the real accurate definition of Am Haaretz is Mi Sheloi Shimeish Talmid Chachamim, a person who did not serve and learn from Talmid Chachamim. As the Gemara says in Brochus Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara says over there that a person who learned Chumash, Mishnah, everything, and didn't serve Talmid Chachamim is called Am Haaretz. Because with all of his book knowledge, he still probably doesn't really know what it's all about in coming close to Hashem. Because when a person is not close to the Chacham and Tzadik Emes, who bichlal hamoritz, he's in the category of hamoritz. Ki ein loy koyach lekabel chochma shehu hasogas elukus, because he does not have the ability to receive real chochma, which is hasogas elukus, a true understanding of Hashem. Afiluim hu lamden v'chacham, even if he's a lamden, even if he knows how to learn Gemara with Tosfos, with Meforshim, still, vafiluim yeshloi maisim toivim. And even if he's charitable and he's a balmidos, he does a lot of good deeds. Not enough. Ki el hatachlis hanitzchi shu asoga selukus, yef shalovoi ki malidei tzadikei emesanal, v'talmideim, v'talmidei v'talmideim. Because for a Jew to get to the ultimate goal that a Jew has to get to, which is hasoga selukus, which is a real, deep, thorough understanding of Hashem, it is impossible to get to that other than through the tzaddikei emes and or their students or the students of their students. Rav Nosson Zal spelling it out very, very clear, that a person who learns a lot and does a lot of Meisen Tovim hasn't finished the job yet. The real Shleimus is when a person is zocheh to come close to the true tzaddik, or to the true tzaddikim amitiyim, because they are the only ones who are qualified to teach a person how to prepare himself to receive this hasogel selikus. It's not enough. Learning alone is not enough. Meisen Tovim alone is not enough. With all of that, you need the right teacher, the right tzaddik, who will teach you and guide you and prepare you to be, and will have the ability to bring the Hasogas Lakus down to you, to whatever level you're on. The vast, vast majority of people, almost everybody, is incapable of doing that on their own, no matter how learned they are, no matter how many Meisen Tovim they've done. Paragraph Ches. Vezehu, and this is what the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Al tamin bi'atzmecha ad yoim moischa. Don't believe in yourself until the day you die. Don't have faith in yourself. Don't be confident in yourself until the day you die. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at that word. Bi'atzmecha, in yourself. Don't believe, don't be confident if you're by yourself. Kikeshehu bi'atzmoi, because when a Jew is alone, meaning dahainu shecholek atzmoi me'atzadik o'emes, he separates himself from the true tzaddik. He's not zeicher to come close to the true tzaddik. He thinks he can be religious by himself. He don't need no tzaddik. Bevadai ein loy lahamin bi'atzmoi. Such a person definitely cannot be confident in himself, cannot trust himself. Ki yipoil be'ein soymech, because the person will fall and there'll be nobody to break his fall or to catch him. Vezehu al tamin bi'atzmecha ad yoy moischa. And this is why the Mishnah didn't just say al tamin bi'atzmecha, it said al tamin bi'atzmecha ad yoy moischa, until the day of your death. Don't be confident. Ki efsher lehiskare velinoik meatzadik oemes ki malide mesiras nefesh mamish, because it is impossible to really come close and to really receive what a person has to receive from the tzadik emes unless the person's prepared to kill himself for it. Mesiras nefesh mamish, he's got to be prepared to die in the process. Kasheroyin bechush, as we see in real life, goydel hamenias v'hayisurim shetzrichem lavor al kol mi sheroitzel iskarav l'nekudas emes. The incredible obstacles and suffering that a person who wants to come close to the true tzaddik has to experience, has to go through. Shetzorech lizboil yisurim ad digducha shel nefesh, whereby the person experiences suffering that goes mamish to the essence of his soul. Valzenemar, and it's about this that the pasuk says in Tehillim Memdalid, Ki olecho hoiragnu kol hayoim. For you, we killed ourselves all day. Nechshavnu ketzoin tivcha. We were like sheep taken to the slaughter. Ukemuvon behoinin shesiper huzal. And as is explained in a chapter on Likutei Moran that Rabbeinu Zal told, in the chapter Kufnun Beis, in the first half of Likutei Moran, chapter 152, which begins with the words, Kishebo neshama kedosh loilam, when a holy soul comes down to the world. There Rabbeinu Zal talks about this topic of Mesiras Nefesh, Vesiim Shom, and Rabbeinu Zal concludes over there, Validei Mesiras Nefesh, Efshe Ledabek. That if a person has real Mesiras Nefesh, then they can attach themselves to the true tzaddik. Ayin Shom Heitev. Study that chapter in Likutei Moran very, very well. Vezehu, this is what the Mishnah means when it says, Al tamin bi'atzmecha, don't believe in yourself. Don't believe that you're mekurev to the tzaddik. Don't believe that you're a tzaddik, that you're great, or that you're a real chassid and everything. Ad yoim moischa. Until you died for the tzaddik, until you know what it is to really, really go through difficulty. Hainu, mi shemeimis atzmoi al divrei Torah. Meaning a person who's prepared to kill himself for those divrei Torah, to receive the Torah from the tzaddik. Kemoy shom razal, as the Gemara says in Brochus, Ein ha-toyra miskayemes, ela b'mi she-meimes atzmo yoleha. This is the Gemara talking. The Gemara says the Torah will not have a kiyum, the Torah will not really, really do its thing for a person unless the person kills himself for it. Dahainu she-meshaber kol ha-meniyos, which means that the person breaks all obstacles, v'soivel yisurim u'mesiras nefesh mamish b'shvil lehiskari v'latzadik u'emes l'teros ha'kdoshe. And the person goes, suffers, suffering, and mesiras nefesh, mamish, putting his life on the line, putting his reputation on the line, his name on the line, putting his parnosa, everything on the line, for the sake of coming close to the true tzaddik and to his Torah. But if you are Maischa, if you did kill yourself to come close to the tzaddik, then you can believe, then you can be confident. Then you can have that emunah. Then the person can be confident that they won't stumble. They won't be Nichshol. Because a person who makes that level commitment, a person who says, nothing, nothing will stand in my way, nothing will tear me away from the tzaddik, nothing will stop me from my search, from my trying to get closer every single day to the tzaddik, then, no matter what that person goes through, he'll remain firm. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, that same capital that we quoted earlier, Tehillim Mem Daled, even when you pressed us down in the place of serpents and snakes, im shachachnu shem elikenu, did we forget Hashem's name? Everything is from Hashem. Ki hu yodea talum slave, because Hashem knows what's hidden in our heart. Ki olecho hayragnu kol ayon, because we kill ourselves for you all day. Rav Moshe Zal says now, ayin lekamon ois chafei. You'll look a little bit later in this halacha, paragraph Chaf Hei, Ma Shekosavnu Binyan Pora Aduma, what we wrote about discussing the Pora Aduma, Al Posek Zois HaToyra Odom Ki Yomus Bo'ihel. When the Torah introduces the topic of Pora Aduma, it says, all right, now we're going to discuss this topic of a person who dies in a tent. Shedorsh Rabbi Seinu Zalal Zeh, the Gemara says on that posug, Zois HaToyra. You want to know what's real Torah? You want to know whose Torah is real Torah? Odom ki yomus boihel. A person who killed himself to be zoicha, to be in the oihel of the tzaddik, his Torah is real Torah. That's the real thing. That's a Torah that can help any person, that can cure any person, that can heal any person. As the Gemara says, Ein ha-Torah miskayemes el b'mi she-meimes atzmo yoleha, that the Torah only has a real kiyum by a person who kills himself for it. She-ikar she-tzrichen lo-chomis atzmo yoleha, dahainu limsar nafshoi b'shvil ho-oyhel. The main thing that the person has to kill himself for and to be moisa nefesh for is the tent. Whose tent? Dahainu lehiskarev lahatzadik huemes, to be zeichet, to be part of the tent of the tzaddik. We say koil rino vishua biohole tzaddikim. That term oyel is associated with tzaddikim. Ayin shom. Look over there in paragraph chafei, where Rav Nosson Zal is going to expound on this. Val pize mavur heite vinyin ze val tamen biatzmuchad yoy moischa. Now you can understand very, very well the interpretation that we gave of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that don't believe in yourself until you die. Ad shetekayim odom kiyomus boihel. Until you've gone that far, until you're zeicha mamish to kill yourself, to come close to the tzaddik and to remain attached to the tzaddik, dahainu lohomis atzmecha v'limsar nafshecha b'shvil liyos bo'el atzaddik emes oskarev olov, to kill yourself, the moisa nefesh, to be zechad, to remain in that tent of the tzaddik and to come close to him. V'oz loitihia bi'atzmecha. If you go that far, then you're not alone. Because then you're zecher to be attached and become mamish part of the true tzaddik, and then you can be confident that you will not stumble. Nothing will mess you up. Ayin lekamon. Look further in paragraph chafei v'tovin, and you'll understand. There's a very, very, very famous masoret in Breslov tradition that Rabbeinu Zal once said that there are three kinds of people who come to me. there are people who come to Chab Kugel. They come for Kugel. And there are, or Chab Shiraim, that one. There are people who come to hear Torah, to hear my Torah. And there are people who come because they want to be very, very well-baked in my heart. They want to be eingebacken in Herzen. That's the expression, a Yiddish expression, which means they want to be deeply, deeply attached to me, super attached to me. And Rabbeinu Zal said to Rabbi Nosson Zal and Rabbi Naftali Zal, I would want you to be from that third group, those that are eingebacken in Herzen. This is a very important expression. So here we're talking about even those that come to the tzaddik. Not everybody is coming with the same level of commitment, obviously. And each and every person, to the degree that they commit, to that degree that tzaddik's in a position to help them. Everything's relative. If kemara ponim al ponim, the kind of face that a person shows to the tzaddik, that's the kind of face that tzaddik shows to him. We know that there are certain places throughout Rabbeinu Zal's Svarim where he discusses what's called attachment to the tzaddik. Attachment to the tzaddik means coming to him, to see him. That's one example. It's not enough just thinking about it. You have to come. You have to pick yourself up and walk and get on a train or a plane or a car or whatever you have to do. Lech lecha mi'atz mechata el oritz. Another part is giving tzedakah to the tzaddik. A third part is vidui dvorim, opening yourself up totally, being completely, completely open with the tzaddik. Those are examples of some of the things Rabbeinu Zal writes that determine what level of connection, what level of commitment the person is making to the tzaddik. We're just getting warmed up. We hope that every paragraph here is going to make this clearer and clearer and give us the tools that we need to really be matzliach in life and in Yiddishkeit.